Let us start over from the memre of Rabbi Elazar Omar, where this is the small aleph of the Ein Mishpat, two lines before the lines start getting wide. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Sofik Kora Kriyishma, Sofik Loi Kora Chayza Vekayre. The person has a Sofik, a doubt, if he learned Krishma, if he didn't learn Krishma, Chayza Vekayre Krishma. Because Krishma is a diraisa, so Sofik diraisa lechumra. Sofik hispalo, Sofik loy hispalo, einei chayzere mispalo. Since tefillah is a derabonon, so if he is mesupik, he does not daven over again. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ulevai she yispalo odom kol hayayim kuloi. Now there are many pshotim in Rabbi Yochanan. We'll have to learn the sugya a little further, then we'll come back to be mevaya the shittas that explain shittas Rabbi Yochanan. But al kaponim we see Rabbi Yochanan holds for some reason ulevai she yispalol odom kol hayayim kuloi. So it seems by sofik yispalol he's al kaponim allowed to daven over again. But Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel haya oimed betfilah. A person was in the middle of davening shemayna esrei. V'nizkar shehispalo. And then he reminded himself that he had already davened. Poisek, so he has to stop there. V'afilu be'emtza broche. This broche is now a broche levatole. There's no necessity to daven over again. So he stops wherever he is and he doesn't continue. V'afilu be'emtza broche. By continuing, being goyma the broche, so he's creating a brochel of atola. So al kaponim, he should stop there. Eini v'omar Rav Nachman. We see that the hanhoge is not one should stop in the middle of a broche. Ki avine bei Rabbe Baravur. Rav Nachman relates, when we were by Rabbe Baravur, boin minei hani b'nei bei Rav, the to umitkeri the chel b'shabes. The Talmidim asked a shaila, what is the halacha if someone started davening the Shabbos tike shemayna esrei, and the to, and they made a mistake, umitkeri the chel b'shabes, instead of davening Friday night, instead of davening the Shabbos tike shemayna esrei, he started davening achel shemayna esrei. Umitkiri dachel b'shabbos. Ata chayne lodam das, amalamid lanish bina, and it seems it was very successful, the tefillah, and achapzach oivei et Shabbos. So what does one do now? Agavuche, the madan yontav is moira, it's a little modne, hani b'nei bei rav de to, the talmidim of the mishleim, if you have a person who's a psashtikal amaoretz, that could be, he opened up the siddur and he opened up the tefillah shel chayil, he didn't chap that tonight is Shabbos, or the day is Shabbos. So that's possible to make a mistake. Hanu b'nei be'rav, the talmidim of the yeshiva, the to, how does it come out that they make a toit? So the Medana Yontev says, by them it's very shchiach, the torot b'girsayu, Zeiligen elernim. So you have to imagine that he was in the middle of a shvera sugya a whole Friday, and then we couldn't wait for the Mayrav to say, Ata chayne lodam das, to figure out the sugya. And then Lemaise, he chapsech that he's in the Shabbos. So what is the halacha? Ma'u sheyigmaru. Do they end that bracha? Do they stop there? What is the halacha? Va'om ha'alom. So he told us, Goimrim kol oisa broche. That if they were in the middle of the broche, so even though this broche is not the correct broche to be said Friday night and Shabbos, but they started the broche, so they end the broche. So the Gemara is asking Akasha and Shmuel, so in the same way, according to Shmuel, if he was Oimed B'tfilah, and he reminded himself that he had davened already, so he shouldn't have said this bracha, but since he's in the middle of the bracha, al kaponim, he should end the bracha the same way Rabbi Baravu is, the same way Rabbi Baravu is said. So the Gemara says, Hochi Hashta. It's no dimyan, it's no comparison. Shmuel's din and the din of Rabbi Baravu. Hosom Gavre Bar Chiyuvehu. The halacha is the case that a person was davening Meirib, or Shachris, or Mincha in Shabbos. So he's a gavre bar chiyuve. He's a person who is mechuyev to daven Shemayne Yisrael. And theoretically, since Shemayne Esrei is Shemayne Esrei Broches, so just like Bechoyl, there are Shemayne Esrei Broches, so Shabbos, theoretically, we also should have been Shemayne Esrei Broches. Why do we only say Sheva Broches b'Shabbos? The Rabbonon who deloyat rechu mishum kvoid Shabbos. The Rabbonon did not want to be matriach the mispalalim, als kovid Shabbos, so they said that Shabbos one is allowed to be mekatzer the Shemayne Esrei, and the Yaitza with seven broches. But in Yisod, there is a chiyuv tvila on Shabbos, and if a person says, Atachayne lodom das in Shabbos, he says refo'enu, he says boruch aleinu, he's not saying in Yisod the wrong thing. He's mechuyev betvila, and this is a tvila that theoretically could be said. So Memele, if he started the bracha already, so why shouldn't he end the bracha? He said the bracha, the hangich of the bracha, about the chayin ilodim bas adarabe, end the bracha. The bracha has a place, Shabbos also. Avol hoche, but in the case of Shmuel, here we're speaking about, he's holding out the chayin ilodim bas, and he reminds himself that he had already daven Shemayin Esrei. So there's no mokim at all for this bracha. There's no legitimate reason to say this bracha. Avolocha tzolule, he had davened already. So the whole bracha is not necessary. Here Shmuel says that he reminds himself in the middle of the bracha that he had already davened, so he's mafsik in the middle of the bracha. He doesn't continue the bracha. There's one small nekuda I don't understand in the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says that really we're mechuyev to daven Shemayne Esrei, well, really mechuyev to daven 18 broches. No, Chazal were not matriach that we should daven 18 broches mishum kovod Shabbos. The reason is kovod Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Mehilcha Shabbos explains there's kovod Shabbos and there's oinik Shabbos, and the Rambam is magdir. Kovid Shabbos is a person washes himself before Shabbos. He puts on a ksus nekiye. He's mesader the shulchan. That's Kovid Shabbos. That's the honor of Shabbos. Then there's Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is, he should have gishmak emacholim. And in the geder of Oinik Shabbos, the Rambam Perik Lamed Alochi Yudbei says, also lehis anois, also, you know, about the fast, also Oinik Shabbos. Belizoik ulehischanein ulevakish chachmin b'Shabbos. This is all a stira to oinik Shabbos. So I don't understand. The Gemara is giving a reason als kovid Shabbos one does not daven yutches brachas. I think it would fit more in the gather of oinik Shabbos, as the Rambam says. Also lisanes belizoik ulehischanein ulevakish chachmin b'Shabbos. A person als oinik Shabbos, a person should not have his daigis and his soris on his head, so therefore we're not mischanin and mabakish rachmin b'Shabbos. Kovid Shabbos is another Indian in Gansin. So I can't begin to understand why the Gemara mentions the nekuda of Kovid Shabbos. Let's go a little further. Va'oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmu. His follow. A person davened already. V'nichnas lebeis haknesses. And he comes into shul. He had davened the Yechidus, and he comes into shul, umotzo tzibo shemispalalim, and he finds now a tzibo that is davening again. Im yochel lechadesh bodovo, if he can now, if he wants to daven with the tzibo, and he's bekoyach to be mechadesh a nuba koshe in the tvilim, yachzav yispalal, so he's permitted to daven another tefillah, to daven again, the same tefillah, he davened shachris at home. He came into shul and he sees the davening again shachris. So if he could be mechadish abakoshe in his tefillah, yazav yispalo, he's allowed to daven again. The imla, but if there's no new tzoyrech, there's no chidush now, al yazav yispalo, he should not daven again. Without a chidush, he's not allowed to daven. because he davened already once. So therefore he's not allowed to daven again. So l'chayre, this is a repetition of the previous memre of Shmuel. Shmuel said, ho yo'oymed betfile v'nizkar shehispalo, paisik afile b'emtze b'roche, that if a person already had once davened, and he started davening again, and he reminded himself that he had already davened, he's not allowed to continue davening. So that is this second halacha, without a chidush, al yachzav yispalo. So why did Shmuel have to say these two halachas? So utzriche, so the Gemara says you need both halachas. The iyashmin on kamaise, if would only tell us the first halacha. He had davened once. And then he davened again. He forgot that he had davened and he davened again. And there Shmuel told us that the second tefillah has no pshat and he's mechuyif to stop as soon as he reminds himself. Hani mili yochid v'yochid. That is if the first tefillah he davened b'yachidis. And the second tefillah, davened b'yechidis. So the second tefillah, he's not adding on anything with the second tefillah. It's the same as the first tefillah. So since it's the same, there's no legitimate reason to daven again. Or itzibo b'tzibo. Or perhaps the first tefillah was b'tzibo, and the second tefillah is also b'tzibo. So again, the second tefillah is not moisif anything, it's not adding anything on, so therefore he's not allowed to say such a tefillah. Avo yochid legabi tzibul. But here the second member of Shmuel is telling us, he had davened b'yechidis. And now he finds a tzibul davening. So I would be under the impression, kiman de loit solidomi, a tefillah of a yochid in comparison with a tefillah of a tzibul is kiman de loit solidomi. It's not as if he had davened in Gansen. The difference is so great that it's not even considered, the first one doesn't have a shame tefillah, so therefore he should be mechuyev to daven again. This is called davening, tefillah b'tzibul. Kamash malon? No. Even though there's a tremendous difference in the Kabbalah's tefillah of a tefillah tzibul, that tefillah yochid, but al koponim, one cannot say keman deloit solidomi, that it is ke'ilu he didn't daven. So therefore, since the first one has a shame tefillah, so therefore he's not allowed to daven again. So therefore, Shmuel had to tell us the second halacha. V'i ashbin an hoche. If we only say, tell us the second halacha. And the second halacha is that what? That if he had davened once, he's not allowed to daven again. So I would think, mishum delay aschelbo. So this halacha applies that he should not start to daven again. Avol hosom, the first member of Shmuel, which the first member of Shmuel is speaking about, that he had already started davening, avolosam da'aschul bo eim olois, I would think since he started already, no, he shouldn't have started, but since he started, let him end the Shemayna Esrei, tzriche. So therefore we need Shmuel's member to tell us now that there is no mal yuse in starting, and lemaise, he has to be paisek afilu be'em tzabroch. These are the two members of Shmuel. Now let us see, we'll skip over a few Rashis. This will come to Rashi later. HaRashi learns Pshat and Rabbi Yechid. But let's see the Rashi. Chayza v'kayre krishme, that's Rabbi Loza's memre, kesava krishme d'yeraisehu. No, maybe we should learn. We'll learn Rashi, we'll learn all the Rashi. Ulevai sheyispalo odom kol hayoy. Bahaloches kidoilois, posak haloche kerab yoichenen besofik, bahaloche kishmuel bevadai hispalo. Now, from looking at Rashi, we see that Rashi learned that there was a machloikes rab yoichenen and Shmuel. That's how Rashi learned. And the Rashi says the halachas gedolos paskin in one case like Rabbi Yochanan and in one case like Shmuel. So Rashi seemed to learn that there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan holds a person is permitted levai sheyispalel odom kol hayom kulay. A person is permitted even though he davened once to daven again. Shmuel says that is not true. That if he davened once, he's not allowed to daven again without chiddush. And Rashi learned, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan did not mention the din chiddush. So Rabbi Yochanan held that a fellow without a chiddush, a person is permitted to daven again. let us say it's a tefillas nedove, but it is possible to have a tefillas nedove without a chiddush. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. In Shmuel holds one cannot make a tefillas nedove without a chiddush. And Rashi just tells us, lahaloche, the Bahag made a pshore. When there's a suffix, if he davened or not, so then the Bahag paskin, then one is permitted to daven again, mi suffix. And that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. But if there's no suffix, so then one is not permitted to daven again unless he says a chiddush. That is the hachro of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Ma'u sheyigmeru es habroche. They asked Rabbi Baravue, should he end the broche? Im niskar be'emtza habroche, ba'achas min habroche isheto. Any of the broches, in the middle of fa'eno, shmakeleino, should he end the broche? And he said, he's going. Yochid v'yochid, she'ispalo, t'chilo hoya yochid, u'sheshochach she'ispalo, v'ischol ispalo hoya b'yochid. So then the din is, the second tefillah is worthless. Oy tzibu, b'tzibu, b'tzibu. Bein b'rishayna, bein b'shniyem, hoya ima tzibu. Both tefillahs were said with a tzibu. K'goin asora, acher asora, v'zayimu, and b'shteyim. He was with both minyanim. She'shochach, she'ispalo, lima rishayna, and he davens again ima tzibu. So then that's poshit, that one doesn't daven again. But here, Yochid L'gabit Tzibur, I would think that one should daven. It's Kamash Malon that one doesn't daven. That is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvitz. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ulevai Shi Yispalul Odom Kol Hayayim. Oymari, the Haloche Ke Rabbi Yochanan, V'davke V'sofek Yispalul. Avo vadai hispalo loy. V'teida, do mistomo loy poli gahodom rab yudam ha-shmul besomach, v'nizke shispalo poisik, chenim yochol l'chadish dover b'tfilosay. Taisvis does not learn like Rashi. Taisvis is oise sholom b'mroimav. Taisvis says there's no machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the case of Rabbi Elazar. If a person is mesupik, so then the halacha is, he's allowed to daven a second time. If there's a suffix, he's allowed to daven without a chiddush. But if vadai is palo, then he's not allowed. And that's what Shmuel said. If he's vadai is palo, he's not allowed to daven unless he says a chiddush. So Taisvis learns that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel do not, there's no machloik. It's not like Rashi in this Nekuda. And Rabbi Yochanan is, but in the halach of the Bahak, Taisvis agrees with the Bahak. Now, according to Taisvis, the Lashon HaGemore is very difficult to understand. According to Taisvis, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about when he was Mesupik. The old Rabbi Yochanan that said, Yarzav Yispalo, if he was Mesupik, he should bat him again. So the Lashon HaLevai She Yispalo Kol HaYayim Kulay, the Nachlas David says, Afazah Mensh, Rachman and Itzlon, he davens once, and he forgot he davens again. Alevai she's palu kol ayayim kuloi. It's a shrek, that's a klola. You don't say alevai on that. So that's the shvele. According to Rashi, that's no problem. According to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan is not speaking about sotik. Rabbi Yochanan, it's not as a person is allowed to be mispalu tfilos nedoves without a chiddush. According to Taisus, Rabbi Yochanan only holds one can be mispalo tfilos nedova with a chiddush unless there's a suffix. If there's a suffix, then he's allowed to be mispalo tfilos nedova. But the loshen, the nachlus dova there's the loshen levai she yispalo, which means bemocking suffix, the loshen one is to take with a grain of salt. These are this is shitas Rashi and shitas Hataisvis. Let us see the shitas Harif. The Rif has a third shita in Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. The Rif is, in the Daf HaRif, it's Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And we'll start the two lines from the bottom, in the Rif. The Rif says as follows, the Hilchis Ke Rabbi Yochanan, The Rif Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Halavai Sheyispalol Odom Kol Hayoim Kulay. We Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Umefoshi Rabbono, in the, he brings down from Friedrich Rabbono, Tahani Mili Biyochid Va'adaitai Derishus. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a Yochid that wants to be mispalol at Phyllis Nedove. He's a Yochid. The Rif is very careful with his words. He's a Yochid, number one. And number two, Va'adaita Derishus. He wants to be mispalol at Phyllis Nedove. So if a Yochid wants to be mispalol at Phyllis Nedove, he's allowed to be mispalol at Phyllis Nedove. No problem. He doesn't have to be mechadish anything. He's allowed to be mispalol at Phyllis Nedove. Aval adaita dechoyve. But what if this Yochid will want to make at Phyllis choyve? Also, then he's not allowed to daven at Phyllis choyve. He davened already at Phyllis choyve. There is no heter to repeat the Shemaina Esrei. He was yaitz already tefillas keneged tamidim tiknun. They brought two tamidim, so he brought his tamid already. He can't bring a second tamid. We'll see. It's about taisif. He wants to be mispalel at tefillas nedove, the covered god. That is a yochid, the tzibur. But what if you have a tzibur that davened one Shemaina Esrei, they davened shachiz? Bein adata de choyve, bein adata de rishus osa. If a tzibur will want to daven atfilas choyve, v'ashteitzich, they can be mispal atfilas choyve, not better than a yochid. What if that tzibur will want to daven atfilas nedov, atfilas rishus osa? Why? So the Rif explains, the kaimalon the tfilois keneged tmidim tiknum. Tfilis are in the place of the Kolben Tzibur, of the Kolben Tomit. Uchashem, she'ein ha-tzibur mevi oilas nedova. There is no Kolben Tzibur that's bo b'nedova. And the Ramban explains in Melchamis very interesting, there's a Kolben Shutfin. Shutfin means you have a million people who are bailam on the Kolben. A million people can bring a nedova. But if the million people bring a nedova, that is a nedova of a million people. And the Ramban says you'll need smicha of all the bailam. Each one is a bailam. A korban tzibur means there's an entity of a tzibur. There's no smicha. Everyone doesn't come is tzimich on the korban. A korban tzibur is an entity of a tzibur, and the tzibur is bringing a korban. So the Rif says the tzibur can only bring a korban choyve. There's no such thing the tzibur brings a nedova. So therefore, if you'll have a tzibur that will want to daven again, uchshem she'ein tzibur mevi oilas nedova, there is no such thing as a korban nedova for a tzibur, kach ein tzibur mispalelin tfilas nedova. They can't be mispalel tfilas nedova. Aval hayochid mispalel tfilas nedova. A yochid can be mispalel tfilas nedova. Why? Shekein a yochid mevi oilas nedova, and a yochid can bring a korban nedova. Hilkach. Period. So this is what the Rif says so far. Hilkach. So the whole din of Rabbi Yochanan is davka a yochid. A yochid can mispalo a tfilas nedova. A tzibur cannot be mispalo a tfilas nedova. Hilkach ein ha-yochid mispalo tfilas ha-misofen. So now, if that's the chilik between a yochid and a tzibur, so he said, what will be the din if a yochid will want to be mispalo musif v'nedove? So the korban musif is not bo v'nedove. The korban musif is not bo v'nedove. So the Rabbeinu Yoneh, any yochid mispalo tfilas ha-misof and tfilas nedove, she'ein misnadev be korban musaf. One cannot be misnadev a korban musaf. The Rabbeinu Yoneh explains this Rif, and he asks Akasha, what is a korban musaf? A korban musaf are behemoth, let's say oilos. They were brought l'shem chayvas musaf. So a person could bring a korban oila l'shem nedava also. Musaf is a reason why I'm bringing these behemoths, these oilas. So why can't a person bring a musaf on nedava? I'm bringing this, but these oilas, the tefillas b'makim the korbanis, I'm bringing it in nedava. So the Rabbi Yirena explains as follows, because in the korban musaf there was a soil l'chatos also. The musaf, there were oilas and a soil l'chatos. A chatos is not bobe nedova. So memela, if a person wants to bring a kolbe musiv, the musiv is a set. Oilois plus a chatos. A chatos is not bobe nedova. So therefore a person cannot be mispalol a kolbe musiv, because this kolbe is not bobe nedova because of the chatos. So the Rabbeinu Yoine asks a shayla, so what will be the halacha Shabbos? Shabbos, there's no chatos in the kolbe musiv. There's only oilois. So a person should be able to daven musaf in the daven Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Yoine has a teretz up his sleeve. He says, no, look, a Shabbos b'chol you can't bring an adova. You cannot bring an adova al Shabbos, you can't bring an adova. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, so since this is true, so it'll come out, shachris in Shabbos, a yochid also won't be able to be mispalo at tfilas nedove, not only kolben, the tfilah of musaf. The tefillah of Musaf, one can be mispalul only when there's a korban chatos. And that's the korbanos achat. The tefillah Musaf of Shabbos, there the criteria is not because it's a korban Musaf, that korban is God bob in adov, it's only oiloi. But since one cannot bring an adov on Shabbos, so bechlal, the whole Musaf of tefillah nedov cannot be said on Shabbos. Shame is not the korban Musaf. Period. Baha da Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, ha ya oimid betfila veniskar shekvar hispalo, poisek afila b'emtza broche. Mefor shilo rabona, Shmuel is speaking about, ki goin shi hispalo, filosoi adaita de choyve. Shmuel is also moide, that one can be mispalo la tfilas nedove. No, Shmuel is speaking about that he started adaita de choyve. So it started already at Tfilas Chayve. V'shochach shekvar ispalo. V'omad li ispalo adayte de Chayve. V'nizkar shekvar ispalo. Poisik v'afilo be'emtza broch. Now he has to stop. Shimbo le goimro. If he's going to end this, nimtza kemisha makriv shnei tmidim. V'shachit shu oiva mishum bal toisif. Shmuel is speaking about, the first case of Shmuel, is speaking about that he started to daven at Tfilas Chayve, so he's not allowed to end it. He'll be over Bal Taisim. He's bringing two korbanos tmidim. Lefikach poisek afilo b'emtza broche. Ubaho, in the first case of Shmuel, afilo Rabbi Yochanan moide. Rabbi Yochanan is also moide. Loikoma Rabbi Yochanan levayshi yispalul odom kol hayom kuloi, elo Tfilas Nedove. He's only saying that Tfilas Nedove one is permitted to be mispalul. Kegoyin tachnunim. So the first din of Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Now let's go to the second din of Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hispalo v'nichnas l'bayis ha'knesset motzibishem Hispalo, m'yocha l'chadish dover b'tfilos v'eshtit v'los v'tachnunim, Hispalo v'imlav al Hispalo. Now, the Rif paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rif brings down the second din of Shmuel. Now the second din of Shmuel says that one should be mechadish, and if one will not be mechadish, it's no good. So now we have to understand if he paskined according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan did not mention chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, one is allowed to be mispalel at tfilas nidove without any chiddush. So why did he paskin here when he comes to daven in a shul, he has to be mechadish. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, and he paskins like the second member of Shmuel. So the Rabbeinu Yoine explains the Shitas HaRif as follows. That since a tzibur is not allowed to daven even at tfilas nedoveh, a tzibur is only allowed to daven at tfilas chayveh, and he is davening together with the tzibur, so in order to show that this is not a tfilas choyve, the way the tzibur is being misfollowed, so here even Rabbi Yochanan is moide that he's only permitted to daven with the tzibur at tfilas nedova if he's mechadish bodovo. So this is showing that his tefillah is not the same tefillah as the tzibbur's tefillah. The tzibbur's tefillah is a tefillah's chayve. And in order to show that he wants to make a tefillah's nedove, so his tefillah has to be different than the tefillah's tzibbur, and therefore he has to be mechadish bodova. The Rabbi Yehuda Zatzat could be there's no machlokes at all between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So this is a third shita to explain Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And there's a fourth shita, which is the shita's Rav Haigoin, that Rabbi Yochanan is also speaking about chiddush. That what Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai sheyispalu kol hayoyin kuloi, is speaking about davke when he is mechadish. When he is mechadish, something new in his tefillah, then he's allowed to be mispalo. But here the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, if he is misupik, is ein lecha chidush godol mizeh, and then one is allowed to be mispalo at tefillas nedove, even without a chidush. These are the shitas to explain, shitas Rab Yochanan and shitas Shmuel. Omar Rav Huna, Hanichnas lebeis haknesses. A person enters a shul. Umotzo tzibu shemis palalim. And he found that there's a tzibu there in the middle of the shtila shemayne esrei. Im yochel lahaschil veligmer. If he can start now, shemayne esrei. And he'll be able to end shemayne esrei. Ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur lemoidim. That means when the shliach tzibur will be up to moidim, he will have ended shemayne esrei, and he'll be able to say moidim together with the tzibur. Yispalo. Then he's allowed to start davening now. V'imla. But if he's mishayah, that he will not be able to end his shemayne esrei before the shatz will say moidim, so it comes out, by starting now Shemayna Esrei, he will not be able to say Moidim together with the Tzibur, Al Yispalo. So then wait. Don't daven now. Wait till the Shatz gets up to Moidim, and then you'll say Moidim with the Tzibur, and then you'll start davening. So Rav Huna was only worried about Moidim. Rav Huna was not worried about Kedusha for some reason. And the Gemara is going to explain this soon. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was worried about Kedusha. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said as follows, Im yochel lahaschel v'ligmer ad shele yegiye shatz l'kedusha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is worried about Kedusha. This person is going to start davening. And now he came in the middle of Shemayne Esrei. So most probably when the shatz will be by Kedusha, he won't be finished Shemayne Esrei. So the halach is as follows. If he could end Shemayne Esrei before Kedusha, Yispalo. So let him daven. It's a shtickle tefillah b'tzibur, even though he didn't start with the tzibur, but it's a shtickle tefillah b'tzibur. V'imla. But what is, if he is Mishayah, that he will not make Kedusha, Al Yispalo. So he shouldn't daven now. In order to be able to say Kedusha with the tzibur. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. And Rav Huna does not worry about Kedusha. Rav Huna is only worried about Moedim. So the Gemara asks, Bamai komifligi, what is the machloikis Rav Huna and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So the Gemara answers as follows. Mar sovar yochid oimer Kedusha. Umar sovar ein yochid oimer Kedusha. So before seeing Rashi's pshat, I'll tell you the pshat of the Meiri, the Tureyeven. The Mirin Turi Evan say as follows. Rav Huna holds Yochid Oimer Kedusha, which means as follows. A person is davening Shemayna Esrei, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim. He's a Yochid, no Tzibur whatsoever. He could say Magdishach, nothing wrong in it. That's what Rav Huna holds. So Rav Huna, so what's the problem? The problem is, he won't be able to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. He'll say it himself. Yochid oimer kedusha. Yochid can say kedusha. That's what Rav Huna holds. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds no. Kedusha is only said b'tzibur. So if he's going to start davening now, he's going to lose the kedusha. So memeilim. So he should wait in order to be able to answer kedusha. That's how the Meiri learns pshat in the Gemara. Masav and Yochidoyim Bakadusha, that is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Vechein Omer Ravada Barava, also, that a Yochid cannot say Kedusha. Minayin chain a Yochid Oimer Kedusha, Shenema, Venigdashti, Besoich Bnei Yisrael. Goldovo Shebekdusha, Loyehe Poches Meyesora. It should only be said when there is 10 Yid. My Mashma, where do you see in Soich Bnei Yisrael's Gematria 10? The Tony Rav Noy Achud Rav Chiyye Barabo Asye Toich Toich. We make a Gzeire Shoven. Kesiv Hochev Nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. Kesiv Hosna Mi Bodlu Mi Toich Ha'Eda Azois. And the Eda was besides Yeshua and Kolev, they were 10. It's Malo Holo Nasoro, just like the Toich of Ha'Eda Azois was Asorim. Avkan Asorim. So here, this Nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, just like over there, is over here also. Some of the Mephoshim say, just like over there, even though they were Rishoyim, is the, also even Igdashti B'Soich B'nai Yisrael. One shouldn't look at the Minyan if they're the Hoy B'nai Yidin. Toich, Toich. Just like over there, as long as they're 10 Yidin, one is allowed to make that's called the Shechin Shoyre Kol Be'ape Yisrael, Shechin Tisharye, and one can daven. Udekula almemiyitz, but everyone agrees, mifsik loiposik. That means no one had a havamina that he's allowed to be, if he'll be up to salach lono, and they'll be up to kedusha, that he should be able to say kedusha with them. That means if he'll, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says you need, it's a davasha bekedusha, but if he's in the middle of shemines, he's not allowed to be mamsik. So the shaila was, the only eitzah was, Rav Huna held, that he won't say it b'tzibba. When he'll come up to Mechaya Mason, he'll say, Kodesh, Kodesh. Iboyilu. Now the Gemara clears a shayla. Mahu lahavzik lehei shemoy hagodl mevoyra. So we see over here that Yehei Shemei Rabba is greater than Kedusha. So the Gemara clears, good, from Kedusha we see one is not allowed to be mafzik in the middle of Shemei Nesai. What is the halacha? Is one allowed to be mafzik for Yehei Shmei Rabba? Ki also Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Yehuda, the Rav Shimon Talmidei Rav Yochanan Omri, Lakol Ein Mafzikin Chut Min Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevoirach, Shafilu Oisik B'Maisei Melkoveh Poisik. That's what they held, the less Hilchisei Kibosei. We do not hold like them, and we hold even by Yehei Shmei Rabba, one is not permitted to be mafzik. That was learning the sugya al pi darkei shel hameir. Now let us see Rashi. Rav Huna sova yochid hamispalel im hatzibu oimer kodesh. Rashi did not want to be soivo that Rav Huna held that a yochid could say kedusha. It's also a dovo shebe kedusha. What's the svar of Rav Huna? It's a meir v'kechidish. So Rashi put here a nikude. Yochid ha-mispalol imatzibo. So it is not clear. Kaponi, to me it's not clear. If Rashi, we can learn two pshotim in Rashi. The Rashi brings down yochid ha-mispalol b'seichatzibo. It could be one of two eifanim. Rashi could be held that Rav Huna is speaking as follows. He came into shul. The tzibur is davening now. So he started davening im tzibur. So his tefillah has a shtikel chshivis of tefillas ha-tzibur. This is a tefillah together with the tzibur. Such a tefillah that he started to daven with the tzibur, such a tefillah, one is permitted to say kedusha in his own tefillah. Because that's yochid ha-mispalel im ha-tzibur. A yochid ha-mispalel mitzibur is allowed to say kedusha. If a person is davening at home, according to Rav Huna, he's not allowed to say kedusha. But yochid ha-mispalel im mitzibur oim kodesh, he's allowed to say kodesh. The lashon of Rashi would be mashma like that. So that means only that he started to daven when they were in the middle of daven. That's called the mispalel im mitzibur. The shaila is, what will be the din if you have 10 yidin there, which are schmoozing, they're talking, and he's starting to daven. So is he also allowed to say kedusha? According to the Losh Narajma, yochid ha-mispalel b'soich ha-tzibur, it could be, that's also called, as long as there's 10 yidin here, and he's davening, he's allowed to say Kedusha. The Loshna Mispalel Ima Tzibur would seem that you need that the Tzibur is also being Mispalel at that time. Akapon, Hilka. Im loy goma acher loy yegiya shatz lekodesh, if he did not end Shemay Nesra before the Kedusha of the Shatz, Leslambo, no problem. He doesn't need the Kedusha of the Shatz when he'll come out to Mechaya Mesa and he'll say his own Kedusha. Abul Moidim, but Moidim is a problem, Rav Huna said. Af al pi she yochid oim el Moidim, im ein oi oim roim atzibu. But even though Yochid will say Moidim in his Shemayna Esrei, but im ein oi oim roim atzibu, haroye es kulom koirim buhu ein oi koireya, nire ke koifer b'mishe chaveirov mishtachvim loy. That has a very bad impression. He's davening Shemayna Esrei. L'chayre, he has a legitimate excuse for not being Kaireya. Al-Koponim, his actions show that he's a Koifer b'mishe chaveirov mishtachvim loy, and it is kedai, in order to avoid this, he should not daven now, he should wait in order to be Kaireya together with the Tzibur. Mivsik loy posik filosi likdusha lanisim atzibo v'chein lamoide. Period. Now let us see Tais. Ad shelo yegiya shliach tzibo lamoide. So Rav Huna says he is not allowed to daven if he will not be able to say moide with the tzibo. V'taymo. Lefi shetoich lo shoyach im atzibo. He has to bow down with the tzibo. Shelo yeiroe ki koifer b'mi shatzibo mishtachmum loy. So now Taisus says, in reality, there'd be another Eitzah. Im yagia lemoidim, kshesliach tzibo yagia lemoidim, is also the Shapir Domi. It doesn't have to really end Shemayna Esrei when, in order to say moidim with the tzibo. If he could be Mishaya, that he could say moidim when the Shat says moidim, so it's also good. So he's bowing down together with the tzibo. Kiven shu mishtach vim chaveiro. Avol ein gmore psikolei ki hai gavne. That's already is too hard to figure out that he'll be at the same time moidim with the shat. But al koponim, if he could do that, no problem. Avol ein nire. One shouldn't say the mishu moidim the rabbonu no kitochi. That the criteria is not the hishtach avoye. The criteria is the nusach of moedim de rabbonon, she mitzvah lanois, she zeh loy matzinu loy iker begemore, even though the rif brings on a gemore in Saita, but Tais means that it's not an iker that one should be mechuyev, not to daven shemay nesra, in order to say this moedim. The rabbi netam oye rogel. The rabbi netam was rogel, kshoye mispalo biyochet. Kshachazin magia lemoidin, hoye kereya im hakol, beloya mire klal. The Rabbeinu Tam, when he was in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, and the chazin was up to moidin, and we see the Taisus, the whole problem is the shtach avoye, so he bowed down wherever he was up to, Rafay Neshem B'nei Rafay, up to moidin, so he bowed down. Beloya mire klal. The davke b'emtza broche. He only was mishtachiv in the middle of the broche. Avu b'soif broche loy. Dom elekam and also lishchais b'soif ko broche broche. So l'chayre, so now Taisus has a problem. So if one could be mishtachiv b'emtza broche, so what is the problem over here? What is the problem? That we are afraid that he won't be mishtacheve together with the tzibur, or hotach agutaitze, in the middle of Shemenesa, the abtamoidim, so he'll also be mishtacheve. So Taisus says, mi lachatchila ein lasis kein kedamash mohoche. This is not a lachatchila de kaitze. Lachatchila, one should, even though the inyan is the hishtachevoe, that's the iker, and you see, you lost the nire, afal pikein, lechatchile ein lasliskein. Lechatchile, it's better to wait than to be mishtachave in the middle of Shemayneser. Maybe the mishtachave in the middle of Shemayneser is not a lechatchile dikizach, no. If one is in the middle of a Shemayna Esrei, then one should do it. But the Chatzchila, maybe one shouldn't be Meisav Ishtach Avoyis, Afilu Be'em Tzabroch. Kedemash Moche, because or else what's the problem? That is Lagavi, the Moidim Dike problem. The Kosav Rashi Besuke Perik Lulav Agosel. Now, what's with the Kedusha Dike problem? So that we have, we paskin, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin that a Yoche does not say Kedusha. So, because of Rashi Besuke Perik Lulav Agosel, the Odom HaMispalo, a person is in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, Vishoma Mipi Achazen Kaddish HaKedusha, and he is Kaddish HaKedusha. Eini Yochel Lahafsik V'lanis HaMatzivu, that's Mavur and Agamo, he's not allowed to be Mavsik. So what should he do? Elo Yishtoik, he should keep quiet, V'yamtin Ma'at, and he should wait till they say Kaddish HaKedusha, the Shemeya Koine. Because Shemeya Koine. So Rashi here, Amirat. So he answers Kedusha with Shemeya Koine. So Lachayre, so the Gemara is Shver. So the Gemara, so what is the problem? So he can start davening Shemeya Esrei, and he'll be Yaitza with Shemeya Koine. V'yesh loimer de lachatchila ein lasis kein, that's not a lachatchila de ka'itze, daniye chashive tfei hidur mitzvah. A very interesting psak over here. Shemeya ke'oine. Ke'oine. But it's preferable to be an oine mamish, not to be a shemeya ke'oin al kaponim. It seems in the dover shabigdusha, Nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel, there with Simal Koponim, there there's a hiddel to be an oine instead of a shemeya ke'oine. Rabbeinu Tam v'ri hoyu oimrim, the other rabbi, they didn't hold of the seitz at all. I shemeya ke'oine, hava hafsokim shoisek. Hakel, how could you use the lomdus of shemeya ke'oine if I'm considered an oine? So it's considered in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, I'm saying Kedusha. We learned you're not allowed to be Mavsik. So Fakert, that Lomdes, Takonosa, Izer, Kalkolosa. Umikol Mokim, Norgo, Om, Lishtoik, Vlishmoya, the God Lominik. The Hamoinam, Firzach, Virashi, and now like the Ri in the Rabbeinu Tam. Lachayre, it would be mistaver to say that the Machloikis, Rashi, and the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam is telling in the Chakira that we mentioned yesterday what the translation of Shemeya Ka'ina is. We said there are two ways how to understand Shemeya Ka'ina. One way Shemeya Ka'ina is, and the Chazanish mentions this Lomdis, that through listening to Yena, I'm Yaitze with his Amira. I'm not saying. I'm Yaitze with what he is saying. So it would be mistava to say that that's Shitas Rashi. So I'm not doing anything. It's a din, I'm yoitza with his amir. I'm not a mavsik, but I can shepezich to his amir. So therefore, so, and then we can also understand, it would be preferable if you yourself would have said, why should you shemeya ke'oin? If you listen to him, you're yoitza with his amir. It's preferable for you yourself to be anoin. That could be ishitas rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam and Beri held that shemeya ke'oin is, so we mentioned, the Svaras mentioned that Beis Halevi held like the Shemeya Koine is, that there's a oifen of aniyah through Shmiya. One can speak with his ears. By listening, one can speak Shemeya Koine. That means, not I'm Yoitzer with his amira. My Shmiya alone is a Maisa aniyah. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri said, Mamonavshech, if I'm anoin, I'm a mafsik, you can't have your cake and eat it also. If I'm considered a noin, I'm a mavsik. So could be that is the machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Al kolponim, our whole sugya is only worried about moedim and kedusha. Now Tosis brings down a Yerushalmi. Be Yerushalmi perik tfilas ha-shacha koma. Loi hispalo shachas. He did not as yet daven shachis. Ubo omotzon mispalin musaf. He comes to shul and finds there up to musaf already. So the Yerushalmi has another problem. Imho yeyedei shiye mispalo v'goyma. Achelo Yasel Shatz. He'll be able to end his shachas. Kidei lanes omein, in order to answer omein. Mispalo. Im lav lo yispalo. So we see the Yashami was worried about an omein he might miss. Be'eza omein omre. What omein are we afraid he might miss? Pligi be'itrei amirois. The machloik is two amirois in the Yashami. Chad Omer ba'omein shel Akel HaKodesh. He might miss the omein of Akel HaKodesh. V'chad Omer ba'omein shel Shemei HaTfilah. He might miss the omein of Shemei HaTfilah. V'loi pligi. Kan b'choil. Kan b'shabbat. If it's the davening musaf b'choil. That means the davening musaf b'choil amoyed. So then, we have to be afraid of the omen of Shemei HaTfilah. Kan v'Shabbos, then there's the omen of Akel HaKodesh. V'odem rine ba'omen shol Shemei HaTfilah, ayna b'chol. Period. It's very interesting, we'll see in a minute, that from the Yashami it would seem that in Chol HaMoed they said Yudches Proches. V'kach yesh lizoy, akaponim, we see from the Yerushalmi, that there's these two omeins are very choshuv, and it is kedai not to daven shemayna esrei in order to assure oneself that he'll answer the omein of Akel HaKodesh or shemay atfilah. L'kach yesh lizor lanes omein b'Akel HaKodesh, v'gan lanes omein b'shemay atfilah. Umitoich ha'yirishalmi mashmi sheyirgilim loyma yud ches broche shleimes b'musav shel chayl. That they said 18, there was a shemay atfilah in a musaf of chayil, kigoyim bereish chaydish, ubechayil amoyed. That's what it seems from the Yerushalmi. Very interesting. Umiyu anan samchin, and we do not hold like the Yerushalmi. We saymech an a gemara further, ahod am a perek tfilas ha-shachar, v'koma tamnei sori tikin. There were only 18 broches, tish sori loy tikin. There were not 19 broches. Now, if we would say that in Chol HaMoed, by Musaf, one davens Yutches Broches, so automatically it will be Yutches Broches, because the Broche that is Nitoisev L'Kovet Musaf, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, is another Broche. So therefore, we hold that you only daven 7 Broches by Musaf, whenever it is. Ah, Yumashonu Oimrim Aneinu Ben Goyel L'Roife. Ah, we do daven 19 Broches, by a tiny Sibur, the shat says aneinu. Leikoshe, that is she'enei elu l'shat, avu yochet koilu lo b'shemei atfilet. But to be misakin atikun akloli, that the tzibur should daven 19 broches, that badly holds we don't do. Voidoma rab rab chayim, the isa b'teisefte, not only it's a deal from the Gemara further, that we hold you only daven 18, not 19. Behedjikim in againa, the kama hosem, yomim shiesh bem kol b'musev, Kein Rish Chodesh, V'chal HaMoyit, Arvis, V'shachis, Mespalo, Yutche Shleimes, V'oimer, Me'ein HaMe'ure, Ba'avoide, and you say, Yal V'yovi Ba'avoide, V'im Lo Yoma, Machzir Noise, but Mesofim, and now we're speaking about Rish Chodesh, V'chal HaMoyit, Mespalo Sheva, V'oimer, Kedushas HaYoyim Be'emza. So we see Klor from the Tesefte, the way we do. V'shal Minami Yishleim, the Tosefer, who, like Yosin and Shalmusav, Alabo Motzah Mispalolim. Period. V'chemashav b'yashami p'ek mishameisei, d'gam zuhameim r'ksu v'sham, v'lai hizkev Shalmusav klal. But al-kaponim from the Yerushalmi we see, there's a tzairich in order to assure oneself that will answer the omein of Akel HaKodesh and Shemei HaTfil. Ein yochid mispalol kedusha. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds. V'chein halach. Havo. Now Tosis brings down a very interesting halach. Hamispalol yud ches imachaz. And the Rif explains is that he started davening Shemayna Esrei together with the chaz. L'shiyegia shatz l'kdushe, yoymar imashliach tzibur nekadesh, v'chol hakdushe, mishulam yochol anesim et tzibur, te'ein ze kori yochid. That now there's a new chiddush din. That if a person wants to attach himself to the shatz, And he starts davening Shemayna Esrei, the Rif brings down, this is Mila be Mila together with the Shatz. So he hears a din of the Shatz. And let us explain the Chiddush, what Taisvis is saying over here. Yoimar im Ashliach Tzibu Nikadeh. Taisvis is saying here a big Chiddush. In Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down. I'll tell you a vertel which I once heard Shem B'Tat Mareb is the Chayna Levroche. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that the Shat says Nekadesh. The Tzibur does not say Nekadesh. That's what the Shat says, Nekadesh. Like the Shat says Bolchu, the Tzibur says Bolch Hashem HaVeirach. So in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that the Shat says Nekadesh, and the Tzibur says Kadesh Kadesh. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And that's how Taisvis also held. So Taisvis says over here, Taisvis says, but if he started davening together with the Shatz, so Memele also has a din Shatz. So Memele, Yoimare Mashliach Tzibur Nikadesh. Then he can say Nikadesh also, because he gets a halacha of a Shliach Tzibur. If he started together with the Shatz, so he has a halacha like a Shatz, so then he says Nikadesh also. That is Pshat and Taisvis. The Rosh from the Satmar Rebbe, someone told me as follows. Someone was writing a sefer, a biography about the Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. And he had heard from reliable sources that Rab Chaim had said on Rabbi Shua Leib, Eilof Tishmo, whatever Rabbi Shua Leib says, you have to listen to him. It's mamish, Rabbi Shua Leib is bastard. This person who wrote the sefer onto the show, the Briske Rov, that he wants to publish, so he showed him the whole sefer. When Rab Elbow saw this shtickle, he says, my father never said it. Eilof Tishmo? Eilof Tishmo was said by another. Rab Chaim, Rab Shul Leib was very big. He never would have said it. You can't print such a thing in the sefer. Right? The Mechaber of the sefer told over the story to the Satmar Rebbe, Zechayin Levrochem, when he was in Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar Rebbe told him, bring me a Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Chelek Aleph. No. He brings him a Shulchan Aruch. So on this halacha of Kedusha, what the Mechaber says, that only the Shat says Nekadesh, and the Tzibur does not say Nekadesh, so the Kevege brings down from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that the Tzibur should also say Nekadesh, Eilof Tishmo. So he showed him, Vizuktach Eilof Tishmo, and the Kevege Vizuktach Eilof Tishmo, afilu nishtaf anovi. Al-Koponim, that's the Charifis of the Satmar Rebbe. Al-Koponim, that is the Chiddush here of Taisvis. Let us go further. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mevorich Lifneyem Ula'achareyem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we hear in the Mishnah about Keri, the Rashi Lohim Shat in the Mishnah, about Keri is Maharer Krishme, and the Birchis Krishme is not Maharer at all. He doesn't say that. Ve'ine Mevorich Leila Foner V'Leila Acher. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mevorech Lifneyem Ulachareyem. So the Pashtis would seem that Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to make the brochis. A Balkari is allowed to make the brochis. Afilu bepeh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mevorech Lifneyem Ulachareyem. He doesn't say Shri Behiru. Lememre de Kesova Rabbi Yehuda Balkari Mutter Bedivrei Torah. Can we assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds Balkari is muta b'divrei Torah? But Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, minayin lo Balkari she also b'divrei Torah, she nema vohidatom levonecho levnei vonecho, v'somach lei, that is limuda Torah, yoyim asher amat avnei Hashem elkecho b'chayre, that the vohidatom has to be in amatid the way we were b'shas maimed asinah. Ma'ala, hold on, just like by Maimed Asin and Balikari and Asurin, Afkan Balikari and Asurin, it's a droshe. So how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Balikari is mutter the Divrei Torah? One we see from the Pashtis, the Gemara held it on Isser the Eraisa. Bechitayim, Rabbi Yehuda loy dorish smuchim, Rabbi Yehuda loy shito soy. Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim, so we not that what so we don't darshan that the vaidatum should be the way the matzav of Maimed Arsine was. Oh, my Rabbi Yosef, I feel a man, the Lord Dorish Smuchim, the Chol HaTorah, the Mishnah Torah Dorish. Mishnah Torah, we do darshan Smuchim. The Rabbi Yehud, the Lord Dorish Smuchim, the Chol HaTorah Kule, the Mishnah Torah Dorish. And now the Gemara is going to bring down, she says Rabbi Yehud. Chol ha-toyre kule min olam. De loy dorish, de sanye ben azay oimer, nema mechashef aloy sechaye. Ve nema kol shoychev im behemo mois yumos. We have here a hekish, mechashef aloy sechaye, and shoychev im behemo. Samchu inyin loy loimer, ma shoychev im behemo beskile, just like shoychev im behemo has the chamura sheben misis, which is skile, ach mechashef anami beskile. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda v'chivnei she'samchu inyin loy noitzi lozeh l'skile, because it's samchu inyin loy, because the Torah was masmich to aloche, so that means that they have the same einshim. Elo oy v'yidoyni b'chlal kol ha'machashvim hoy. That what we know, that the mechashev is a b'skile, is from a different oifen. Oy v'yidoyim is one of the mechashim. V'lo mayot, when it says, oy v'yidoyni d'meyim bom that t'chayiv skile, so al-Kaponim we see in this machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda does not dash and smuchim. Obe Mishne Teirim and all on the Dorish, a Mishne Teirim does dash and smuchim. The Sanya Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv. Rabbi Lezer holds a person is allowed to marry Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv. As long as the father never married them, it's not Eishas Oviv, it's Mutter. Anusas b'noi mefutas b'noi is also mutter, because this is dafke kalosoi eishas b'noi, not anusas b'noi. Rabbi Yehuda oisem anusas oviv mefutas oviv. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he holds anusas oviv is also the chsiv? It says as follows. Lo yikach ish es eishas oviv. Lo yigalik knaf oviv. Knaf shero oviv lo yigalis. So knaf oviv means anusas oviv. Umayde ba anusas oviv. See, how do you know that this is speaking about anusas? The somech lay, it says, v'nos nisha shaychev ima. Al-Koponim, so just like they were speaking about anusas, so knaf oviv is also speaking about anusas oviv. Omri. So memeila, so we see in Mishneh Torah, Rabbi Yehuda darshin smuchim. So Rabbi Yehuda darshin smuchim in Mishneh Torah, so he should learn this drasha that the Balkari is also belimud haTorah. Omri en b'mishneh Torah dorish v'hani smuchim iboilei, but he darshins the smuchim, but not the way you darshin the smuchim to tell me that a Balkari is also belimud haTorah. No, he has a different shot in the smuchim. Le'idach the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol amalamed livnoi Torah. The person learns with his son Torah, mala olav akosav kilu kibla mehachayrev. So the Torah was mala kilu kibla mehachayrev, that he was there b'shas kabbalas haTorah. Shenema vahidatam livonecho livnei vonecho. If you will teach your children and grandchildren Torah, siv basra, yoyim asher amata livnei Hashem alekecha b'chayrev. So we see from you that you are tzkiilu, you are mekabel the Torah. Rabbi Ochber brings down from Rab Chaim, pshat in this limud is, that if a person will chas v'sholom not learn with his son Torah, so then one can assume, as Rachmona Nitzlan, the whole Yadis will become memela bottle. That memela, if his son didn't learn Torah, so his son will not teach the grandson, so memele, there'll be nifsak the whole mesayre. Kol ha-melamed livnoi teire. So he is not only, he's ensuring that the deires will also learn teire. So his son will learn with his son. So that is called that he was mekabel the teire. Kabolas ha-teire means that he ensured that the teire will have a kiyum by Klal Yisrael. That is through by learning with Rebatim Livonech Livnevanech. Al Koponim, so we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda could be Kudash and Smuchim, but he uses it for something else. Nan, so it's coming out, so the Maskonis Hadvorim is that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Vistroshe, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds the Balkari is Mutab Divrei Torah, therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Balkari is mutter to say Birchas Krishim. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Zov Shero Keri, V'nida Shepol Toshich Vazera. We're speaking about someone who was already Tomei. Zov Shero Keri. Now, since he was already a Zov, if he'll Tayvil himself now, the Tvila will not be a Tvila Shel Taira, because he's still Tomei Al Tumazide. The Nida Shapota Shechvazera is also the same thing. Even though she'll Tayvil herself now, the Tvila will not help for the Tvila will not help to be Metayra herself, because she's still Tomei Tumazide. Hameshameshes. Now we have a third case. Hameshameshes v'ro'aso dam. The third case is the opposite way. That first she was a balas keri, she was a peiletes zera, and then later she became a nida. So in all these three cases, the Tanakama holds that in order for these people to be able to be oisik b'divrei Torah tzrichen tvila, they have to table themselves. Al Koponim to take off the Tumas Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Poita, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not necessary. But we see from here, Ad Kan Leipota Rabbi Yehuda, Elo B'Zov Shero Keri. Rabbi Yehuda only said, Azov Shero Keri, Dimikore Lav Bal Tvilehu, so the Tvile will not be misalik to Tumas Zive. So in this case, Rabbi Yehuda said that he's allowed to be Isaac the Torah without Tevila, because the Tevila will not bring with itself Taira. Avo Balkari Greide Mechayev. So we see over here, not the way you said before. You wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Balkari is Mutu B'Divrei Torah. No, in this Mishnah it says only Azov Shero Keri. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're Potter. A vices of Balkari alone is also b'divrei Torah. So it's Tzirik Shver or Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. B'mishnah Torah Dorish, v'ayikah b'mishnah Torah u'nema. M'cheshev v'loistachayiv, l'perish b'eze mise Tomus, v'nema etz lo'i kol shechem v'eim ha'meishim. Som chini lo'i somachto ipasiz m'cheshev v'loistachayiv, l'shechev im behemen. Masheikh vem be skilla kedem rinel ob san heaven paid all the mises be zeh reshav ta roigu to ha khami khi ha roig ta gen de mises which is be skilla af machash be skilla am a beautiful nature sam khoin yel sheikh vem be nayt ze am machash be skilla shehi a khamuge mi kol mises she be tayre el a mikra me fur shesh le be ma ke machash be skilla vet a machash is be skilla ay vi yed ayni be khlal le sagay be khamash machash im hayu ולמה יוצא בפני עצמם שפרישן לסקילו, כדכסי ואבן ירגמו אויסם דמי אמבום, להקיש עליהם את כל הכלל. ואו מחשב את זה סיים הלוך אבוי וידייני, שזו מידה בתרש שכל דובר שיהיה בכלל, ויוצא מן הכלל ללמד, ללמד על עצמו יוצא, ללמד על כלל כולו יוצא. זוב שרו הקרי לעניין תפילה שתיקן עזרי לבעל הקרי אין להסיק בתרש כוי. לשאר תמיים לא יצריך, it wasn't necessary. וכמה הוכדים, יש לו איתומה אחרס עם הקרי, שאני יוכל להוציא ממנה בתפילה זו, כן זו ונידה שם תמאים תומשיבים, אפילו הוכי, צריך לצלול לקירוי, קודם שיעסק בתאיר לפה סבור בתנא קמא. פילת השיח וזר, הרי היא כבעל קרי, רבי יהודה פויטה כסל כדאי תוך. The reason is, ואין תפילה זו מטרוסוי מכל וכל.